inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the start of another fun-filled week. It is Monday, February the 27th. Welcome to another edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And I hope I don't confuse too of many of you over the next hour. Because, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm more confused now than I've ever been. Well, not really, but it is kind of crazy out there. This morning, the Dow started off with triple-digit losses. Yes, once again, the on again, off again, Greek bailout dominated financial news. The Dow actually closing better than it started, off a point and a half at 12,981. Although the folks at CNBC did their hardest to try and keep it above 13,000. NASDAQ higher by 2.5 points at 2,966. The dollar was in and out of red and green all day, closed down 5 basis points, dollar index sitting at 78.55. Same could be said for crude oil, which should have been higher, but closed off 56 cents at 108. Only reason I said should have closed higher was based on the fact that Iran cut off a major supply of oil to Greece, of all countries. Gold had a small decline, $5.50. Ended the day where it began at $17.69. Silver closing up 5 cents. We'll take it at $35.56. Platinum off $3 at $17.11. And palladium off 5 at $7.09. We'll have more after this.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Monday. Excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. XAU closed below 200 today at 198.30, but that's nothing to get overtly concerned about. A lot of financial data coming out this week that's going to, no doubt, affects the market sentiment. Today we had pending home sales, which were better than expected. Tomorrow we get durable goods orders for January. Also get the much-anticipated, don't ask me why, Case-Shiller 20-City Index. And then the big kahuna number tomorrow that the markets will more than likely react to is consumer confidence. Now, I don't know about you, but if there's a good consumer confidence number that comes out tomorrow, it's obviously from people who are not paying attention to gas prices. miners that were winners today, Mag Silver, Paramount, Fortuna. Losers were Loncor, Northern Dynasty, and Hecla. But they were just marginal increases and marginal losses. pretty much on the what I refer to as the penny stock miners. Now, let me say this up front. I've never professed to being a mining stock guru in any way, shape, or form. And I've only been really dabbling in mining stocks for a few years. Some years have been good, and some years have been bad. And I don't think there's anybody out there that I would point a finger to and say, this guy has got it right more often than not. I just look at miners for shall we say a leverage position on my long held belief of where I think the price of silver is ultimately going to go. Now, over the years, obviously, I've learned some very tough lessons speculating, which is what it is, in mining shares. And I've learned some valuable lessons. Who say that education doesn't cost money? Some of the truisms about investing in mining stocks. The day you buy it, the next day it will be cheaper. The day you sell it, the next day it'll be higher. These are just the simple facts. Just because a mining company reports great quarterly earnings doesn't necessarily mean that the price is going to reflect it on that particular day. I'll never forget one day seeing Hecla Mining report the best earnings the best quarter it ever had in its entire history, and Hecla is, without question, the oldest mining company in America, and the stock actually went down big. I was shocked. And then I went through the learning curve of buy and hold. And I learned from my experiences that sometimes when you have profits in some miners, it's advisable to take the profits while they are there. Investing in miners, in large part, is somewhat of a crapshoot. Because you have so many unforeseen events that could affect the share price. The geographical location of the mine, political ramifications of mines in third world countries. I mean, all these things definitely do play into what happens to a mining stock. Unforeseen disasters, as we have seen with, well, Heckler and its Lucky Friday mine, Agnico Eagle running into problems. And so there are many things that can affect a mining price. But ultimately, one has to do a certain amount of one's own due diligence and weigh the risk and rewards. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the fact that I'm firmly in the camp of those who see triple-digit silver prices in the future. The only thing I can't tell you is when. But I am pretty confident in saying that within the next 5 years, we are going to see silver prices that are going to shock and amaze many people. Now, that being said, and accepting the fact that I do have a bias towards silver, this is not to mean I favor silver over gold. I just see silver as having a greater potential for profit than gold. And so it interests me this morning when I saw an article posted in the London Telegraph. Because usually I post articles from King World News or some other investment guru speaking favorably of silver. And so whenever I come across an article in a respected publication like the London Telegraph, I pay attention. Today's London Telegraph headline said, "Can silver keep up its polished performance without boring you with all the details?" The quick answer is absolutely. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Welcome back to The Flip Side for this Monday. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. Patrick in the UK. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, hi there, Robbie. I've not been on your show for a while. I'm just getting used to
sir.
All these new... I'm getting used to all these new times because you're the time slot that I used to listen to Mike Rivero on another network, and because he's back with you now and you're shifted, everyone's been shifted around and everything. And
yes, welcome to the wonderful world of radio.
Well, it's great, and it's always nice to be able to listen. I've been following lots of things, you know, recently, the commodities and whatever, but you just reminded me of a few things. I just thought I had the comments. You're talking about hard lessons learnt. I always remember getting a tip off for a South African mining finance company share, and I had to hang on to the wretched thing for 2 years just to get back what I was paid for it. And I still remember the name. It was about 20 years ago or more. East Rand Consolidated.
Yes.
Called. And it was a tip off that I got from someone that worked, and I'm talking about the stock market in the old days before, you know, around Big Bang or just before. So it was all physical paper notes and contracts on a real floor. I had to hang on to them for about 2 years, and eventually, of course, in those days, buying and selling costs were always 1.65%, so there was a cartel even back then.
Yes.
And had to hang on it. I just wanted to have you heard about them. It was a stock that used to finance, I think, exploration or existing.
Oh, sure. South Africa has had some great success stories, but also it has been plagued by a lot of political events over the years. times when certain elements within the ANC start calling for nationalization of the South African mining industry, depending on how much traction it gets or how much support within the ANC it gets, it definitely does affect prices of South African miners. And then they are also plagued with, having disasters from time to time. And so all these things play into it. So, you know, you always got to realize that when you invest in miners,
it's a long term, very much a long term.
Absolutely. You've got to have a decided long term basis on which you make your decisions, because you really only lose money on miners when you sell.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Arthur
because Beers. Because when you sell, that's when the rubber meets the road. That's when, you know, the reality of a profit or a loss comes into play. If you have the fortitude to hang on in light of losing money, and there's a good probability that at some point in time, just depending on your long-term view, whether or not, you know, you can recoup your initial investment and make a profit. So yeah, it's a tough game. It's a lot tougher than owning the physical metal.
You get the dividend. That's the only thing, if they make a profit, which you don't get on the metal. But mind you, if you own the metal, you can sell some of it if it's in coins, and that's like your dividend. Hey, De Beers, they're still quite big, aren't they, in South Africa, De Beers?
Oh, sure. It still has its Rothschild connections, and it's the most predominant miner in Southern Africa, sure.
Probably connected to the Rhodes family as well, going back long enough. Probably he had his fingers in just about everything, didn't he, old Cecil? But
oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Robbie, you were... just to digress slightly, if you don't mind. Hey, did you ever see that brilliant little film? It's a fictional film. It was called Gold, and it was based upon the book Gold Mines by Wilbur Smith. It was like a little mini James Bond film. It featured Roger Moore, what was it for that, but also the beautiful Susanna York.
Yes, I remember that.
Plot to blow up the Sondovich gold mine and to bring the price of gold up and.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, Patrick, appreciate the call, brother. We'll take another quick time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To the flip side, let us return to the miners. And I want to talk about one miner in Pacific, even though it's not really a mining company, Silver Wheaton. And I guess this proves the point about having a long-term view of silver. 2 years ago, it could be 3 years, don't hold a gun to my head, Silver Wheaton was trading for around about $6 a share. So if you had bought Silver Wheaton at $6 a share, today you'd be looking at round about a 600% return. Now, granted, it's not as spectacular as Apple or Priceline.com, but in light of the many experts out there, from Eric Sprout of Sprout Asset Management and James Turk of Gold Money and many others, that have talked about triple-digit silver prices. I want to share this with you today about Silver Wheaton. Just for education and entertainment purposes only. And just show you some comparisons. In January of this year, Silver Wheaton was trading at $28. Coincidentally, so was the price of silver. Today, Silver Wheaton is trading for $38 a share. And silver prices are $35. Now, Silver Wheaton is a silver streaming business. And according to the chief executive officer, Randy Smallwood, Silver Wheaton's streaming business is already on pace to grow further in the next few years through existing agreements with mining companies. But officials at Silver Wheaton hope to build upon this through further deals. According to Randy Smallwood, our primary focus is to still grow our company. And at a capital markets and metals mining conference that took place in Hollywood, Florida today, he says, our mission is to still go out and acquire new silver streams. But as our company matures, you will see more growth potential in terms of the yield side. Silver Wheaton was established in 2004. It is the largest metal streaming company in the world with a market capitalization of nearly $13 billion. Smallwood explained what Silver Wheaton's operation was all about. He says it obtains the right to silver by making upfront cash payments to mining companies such as gold or base metal producers who need capital for projects. In exchange for future silver production from their mines, the operating costs that Silver Wheaton also pays for future silver production are predetermined in agreements and stand at approximately $4 an ounce, with small inflationary adjustments. It's a win-win model, Smallwood said, pointing out that some 75% of the world's silver is a byproduct of other mining operations. According to the company's website, it says it has 14 long-term silver purchase agreements and two precious metals agreements with 13 mining partners. And these cover 15 operating mines and three development projects. Silver Wheaton's forecast for 2011 attributed production of 25 million to 26 million ounces of silver, including 15,000 ounces of gold. Official full-year data is expected when the company reports fourth quarter and full-year 2011 results on March the 22nd. Now, why do I find this amusing? Well, March the 20th is the drop-dead date for Greece to come up with money to pay its obligations. And that brings up this coinkydink, if you will. As we say goodbye to February and say hello to March, there's that old phrase that may come into play this year. The Ides of March, or beware the Ides of March. The word Ides comes from the Latin word Idus, and it means half division, especially in relation to a month. It is a word that was used widely in the Roman calendar, indicating the approximate day that was the middle of the month. The term Ides was used for the 15th day of the months of March, May, July, and October. In modern times, the term Ides of March is best known as the date on which Julius Caesar was killed in 44 BC. And Caesar was stabbed 23 times in the Roman Senate by a group of conspirators led by Brutus. So this may be one of the years when the term Ides of March becomes relevant. But I digress. But anyway, I just find it interesting that the Greek drop-dead date is March the 20th, and the full-year 2011 results for silver wheaten come out on March the 22nd. So, with the current portfolio of agreements with mining companies, Silver Wheaton expects annual attributable production of some 43 million ounces of silver by 2015, including 35,000 ounces of gold, according to Smallwood. Silver Wheaton has the tools to enter into more agreements, Smallwood said. At the end of the third quarter, Silver Wheaton had a $716 million in cash on hand with a $400 million line of credit. In the question and answer session following the presentation that Smallwood gave, he was asked whether the company might get a bigger bang for its buck by buying back shares or investing in future deals. Smallwood's response was, well, we will definitely be investing in deals. He went on to add, ours is a business of opportunity. Our focus is on growth and acquisitions. We want to make sure we are prepared for that at any time. He went on to express optimism that Silver Wheaton will be able to find more companies that need capital and are willing to enter into agreements. We are blessed on being in an industry that is very capital intensive, he says. And it will be an industry that always needs capital. With all its agreements, Smallwood said Silver Wheaton has a pure upside to rises in silver prices since its own costs are fixed. When silver prices go up $5 an ounce, that $5 translates directly to our earnings. On the positive side, he says, the company does not have ongoing capital expenditures or environmental and closure responsibilities associated with any of the mines it has agreements with. Silver Wheaton also does not have exposure to foreign exchange rate fluctuations since its transactions are all structured in U.S. dollars, no matter where the silver is produced. He concluded by saying that Silver Wheaton's portfolio includes silver streams from Goldcorp's mine in Mexico and Barrick's gold mining projects in Chile and Argentina. The projected silver it hopes to get from its relationship with Barrick is 9 million ounces annually over the first 5 years. And when its other mine in Chile reaches full production, it expects to receive some 7 million ounces annually. During its roughly 8 years of business, Silver Wheaton's agreements have enabled it to build an asset base twice as much as any other silver mining company in the world, with contractual agreements, meaning roughly 1.8 billion ounces in total reserves and resources. According to Smallwood, the strength of Silver Wheaton is its reserves and its resource bases. Well, there you have it, my friends. Hope you found this little excursion into giving you a heads up on Silver Wheaton. We'll encourage you to do your own due diligence, your own research, and take a look at the risk and reward ratio of holding some Silver Wheaton stock. As I said, today trading at a few dollars more than an ounce of silver. This is not to take away in any shape, way, or form from owning physical gold and silver, but I did this by and large because of so many requests I get from people to talk about miners. And without question, Silver Wheaton, together with Hecler and a couple of others, has always been of great interest to me. So I thought I'd share that with you. Anyway. And for the record, there's a great link on my website to Silver History and the real story about the Hunt Brothers.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
A quick reminder, you can find the London Telegraph article of Can Silver Keep Up Its Polished Performance on my website at robbynoll.com. Also, a great video about silver history and the Hunt Brothers. There's just so much misinformation about the Hunt Brothers and silver that would behoove you to take some time out and take a look at that. For the show today, we could have gone in many different directions just based on everything that is taking place in this crazy world in which we live in. The ongoing statements by Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are mind-boggling in their naivete. And the more I listen to these presidential wannabes, it just confirms what Pastor Chuck Baldwin said so eloquently in his article of last week. There are a lot of Americans that are constitutionally challenged, and that goes for Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. I mean, these two people have to be, without question in my mind, and you can throw Newt Gingrich in the pack there as well. These are three of the most constitutionally challenged people it's ever been my displeasure to run across. And they actually have the audacity to call themselves American patriots. How can they call themselves American patriots when a foreigner from South Africa knows more about the U.S. Constitution and its founding documents and the thoughts of its founders? I mean, come on. Let's get real here. Anyway, looky here. It's the Daytona 500. Now, there's a good distraction for you. Well, don't let the Daytona distract you. Stay tuned for Alan Watt. I'm sure it'll be more informative. Anyway, my friends, till tomorrow. See you, bye.